Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment. Trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin sale bro.
Show,
they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black on black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit gon' be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin sale bro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
We're coming to you live from WRBG Radio. Today we got a special speaker for you. He's an up-and-coming artist. He's one of the new leaders and starting trends. Hold on one moment.
Hey, T-Man, they ready for you, bro. Yeah, they ready. Everybody in there.
Attention, all soldiers, come gather formation. My African warriors to my thugs and gangsters. It's time to fight hard, cause our life is in danger. Stop practicing on each other and get the ones that's a gangster. It's time to link up and form one big army. Unite all of our numbers, get them people up off us. This whole thing designed to get you broke or you locked up. But we gon' tear it down because this world belongs to us. I say march, we say step, rip and come for the devil. You can see death in line, you got nine, what you saw. Yes, the queen, yes, the people, yes, the savior. What if you don't know your culture, come and let me activate. Just circulate the black dollar, keep the black out of black. We was taught by master not to have each other back. Now we linking with each other, help each other stack, stack. Black pride, one nation, strong and black. That's what's down. See that job that you seek, it ain't all that it seems. They tryna really let your black Wall Street dream. You gon' make it all happen like a king and a queen. But when you rep the culture, it ain't harder to see. We gon' march like Martin by the window like X. We gon' free our people by any means next. It's a lot to clean on me, good shoulders that with royalty. And garments like the bread and bars are both to set us free. When I see noise, what the step up and come to the dump. What you see, pet the lies, you got lies, you just suck. You the king, you the queen, you the people, you the rock. Alcohol to the hood, they want you to sell dope, kill and rob for your food. But they ain't bring no jobs, so people dying for the food. It's Operation Nothing, we gon' operate on nothing. When I say march, you say step, rep and come to the dump. You can see past they lies, you got knowledge yourself. You's a king, you's a queen, to your people, you's a savior. If you don't know your culture, come and let me activate ya.
I fight you, I fight myself. I fight God to tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, flood on my doorstep. Life's a living hell, puddles of blood in the street. Shooters on top of the building, government aid ain't relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scarred face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero, look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines at ground zero?
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bumps the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption, the souls of suffering men. Clutching on deaf ears again, rapture's coming. It's all prophecy, and if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta
you
be.
Pray to me.
We say to these leaders, how can you tell black people to be nonviolently and at the same time condone the sending of white killers into the black communities? It's something wrong. We are going to control our communities by any means necessary. We built the country up, we'll burn it down. can quote that. I say violence is necessary. Violence is a part of America's culture. It is as American as cherry pie.
Dog and self-determination, like taking hot and making it the real people station. That's war.
Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you. They gave leadership to our foreparents and that leadership made them slaves. But we have decided to find a leadership of our own. To make ourselves free men. Our great scholars have passed through the colleges and universities, have thrown away the blessed record. Babylon did it. Assyria did it. France under Napoleon did it. Germany under Prince von Bismarck did it. England under America under George Washington did it. Africa with 400 million black people can do it. If you cannot do it, if you are not prepared to do it, then you will die. You race of cowards, you race of imbeciles, you race of good for nothing. If you cannot do what other men have done, what other nations have done, what other races have done, then you had better die. Can we do it? We can do it. We will do it. We shall do it. We have prayed to God for vision and for leadership. And he has given us our universal vision. A vision that will not limit our possibilities to America. A vision that will not limit our possibilities to the West Indies, but a vision that said it must be a free and redeemed Africa. Christ the crucified, Christ the despised. We appeal to you for help, for succor, for leadership. When you endeavor to carry your burden up the heights of Calvary, when white men spurned you, when white men scorned you, when white men spat upon you, when white men pierced your side out of it, blood and water gushed forth, it was a black man in the name of Simon the Syrian who took your cross and bore it up the heights of Calvary. And now that we are bearing our burden of being so heavy, we just ask that you just help us on up the heights. Oh yes, the cause is grand, the cause is glorious. Surely we shall not turn back. Oh, sail on, sail on, sail on, almighty shepherd, stay, sail on, sail on.
I hate to hear a black man say, well, but we outnumbered. He got more guns than we got. Oh, black woman, you in trouble when you got a black man talking like that. You mean to tell me that your woman is in a house being raped by 20 men and they got 20 guns and you ain't got but one gun and you gonna just go and cry and leave her in there being abused and misused and say, they got more guns than I got. I can't go in there. If you got a man like that, God damn it, you ain't got no man. You might as well get rid of him. You ain't got no man. A real man has got to face it. A real man has got to determine the strategy for going in there and getting his woman out and taking some of the enemy out. That's a real man.
Absence of sufficient levels of self-respect and self-respect in a system of racism, white supremacy, self-respect has to mean the conscious awareness of the system that is taking black people towards genocide. See, when you kill the men of a people, you are engaging in the genocide of those people. And it's just like when you have a whole total across the country, a national agenda to gentrify, meaning remove black people from the urban centers, from Washington, D.C. to every other state. Remove the black people from the urban centers. We don't want them around. The cities are supposed to be for intelligent, creative people whose skins are white. See, it's time for us, again, that doesn't have anything to do with hate. What it has to do with, at this critical point in time where we are watching black men being killed every other week and people let off for killing them, that we are not going to finally take a stand and say, enough is enough. We demand the acknowledgement that we are in a system of racism, white supremacy, and it's not a system about the police need to be retrained. No, it's an entire system structure that black people have been confronted with for the last 500 years, and it is about the genetic survival of the white minority on the planet, and that necessitates killing black men.
Black power. Black power. Boy, you can't get an introduction like that on any broadcast. You are live here on New Black Panther Party Radio. Call in right now, 718-664-6398. Press the number one to go live here tonight. New Black Panther Party Radio, of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. This is day 460 on this radio broadcast. You're live here tonight with the host of this broadcast, your national chief of staff, Brother Katib Sadiq. This is the people versus the state, real revolutionary honor in defending our black nation. That is what we will lay out on this broadcast tonight as we interrupt your daily bullshit on these truth hours. Visit our national website. Now is the time to get on the front line with the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. What an introduction as we came into this broadcast, right? From the powerful acknowledgement of our ancestors, the great Marcus Mosiah Garvey, huh? The great, you know, Dr. Francis Cress Wellesley. And that power that extends on down to this broadcast, and we heard from Adrat Brown, you know, Imam Jamil Alameen, a political prisoner who is still in captor in the concentration camps of the hells of North America, for standing on being a real revolutionary, having honor, and being willing to defend our Black nation. For all these reasons and the legacy that we continue on today, we say to all of our listeners tonight, this is a show about the participation of the people. We want to hear from you on real revolutionary honor and defending our Black nation, right? Press the number one. We want the participation of the people. We want to see you one day, if you are not already, on the battlefield in the streets of America as we defend our Black nation. Join the new Black Panther Party today. Visit our national website, nbpp.org. Join the ranks. It's time to get on the front line, right? And even more to that. All that we do in this struggle for independence and freedom and independence and to have our own nation, we do not work with the white man. There is clear contradiction with the lies that are being spread about our national chairwoman, about this formation and this platform. It is coming from dishonorable individuals who have no honor, who have no integrity, who have no kind of doesn't have a damn revolutionary bone in their bodies, and is demonstrated from their deeds. We see in the liberation movement today, we see Black men, Black women, right, going at one another, right? But this case that we're facing is much different from that, and we must make this clear. What we mean, right, is that there are lies being spread. So to address these lies, we have gone on an information campaign at 9 o'clock tonight, Central Time, at the end of this broadcast. We will have a live YouTube stream where the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, our national chairwoman, myself, many of our great comrades in this formation. Along with that, we will have brothers and sisters, revolutionary allies, who will be joining us at 9 p.m. Central Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and we will be live on YouTube. So how do you watch? How do you see the exposition? How do you see the complete dispelling of all of the lies, all of the scandalous defamation, all of the, we will address the threats. We will address the disinformation and the misinformation. But how do you watch? Well, you got to go to YouTube and subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can find us, just put the New Black Panther Party YouTube, or excuse me, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense channel, or you can just put the New Black Panther Party channel in your search bar, and our logo will pop up. Click the logo, subscribe, you know, keep that window up, because as soon as this broadcast, this radio broadcast is done, we will be live to address the lies, to address the misinformation, the disinformation, the scandalous, dishonorable defaming that is going on by these individuals. Right? Of course, we will continue to address the continued onslaught of our people, which is the core, which is the foundation of why we must address this disinformation, right? Why we must broadcast a topic like real revolutionaries honor and defending our Black nation. Because in fact, we do have to be reminded, some of us. We will address the contradiction of working with the enemy as opposed to working against the enemy. As we've seen in Tulsa, Oklahoma, you know, we've seen the pigs, the police, the criminals who kill Black people in Oklahoma and all over the United States. And it's been happening, as you heard Dr. Francis Cress Wellesley, she supported for hundreds of years. This has been going on. It is a dishonorable counter-revolutionary protocol to have the police lead a black militant formation. It's a parade. It's a circus, right? It is against every, you know, code of conduct or any type of structure or any type of black nationalist ideology. A black nationalist is totally against the system of the police and the pig and the state and the government. But in fact, we find those who take the path of least resistance. We will address that initial threat, the shocking, you know, threat, direct threat that was made by Babu Amawale toward our national chairwoman when he said that he would beat the fuck out of her. Didn't care if she was a woman. Said that it would slap the shit out of her, even though she's a woman, that she had to come with it. He said she'd have to come with it because he don't want to be, he won't be threatened by anybody, although, even though there was never a threat launched at this man. Look at it, because we're going to get down to the raw truth and face straight facts. In this liberation movement, we have those like the New Black Panther Party in this formation who will stand on the truth. Those allies who've proven to be loyal, who will stand on the truth with us. In fact, we have some who oppose the truth. They're opposers of truth, right? So many of our great ancestors talk about it, right? For the sake of that fact, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about the opposers of truth in the fall of America, because that's what this is. And that is why this foolishness and this Negro mess is escalating, because those of us that know that this is the fall of America, who have honor and who are real revolutionaries, we rolling with the people. We're not standing on the sidelines, and we're not letting the pigs tell us what to do. We rolling with the people to uphold the truth, not oppose the truth. Well, let's get down to the truth. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us that our future is at stake, but then he says that in 99% of us do not know it. He says that with ever evil snoopers around you seeking an excuse to do their worst to you. And it makes it hard, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad says in The Fall of America on page 47. He said it makes it hard for the 99% ignorant to ever know the truth. He says that their greatest desire, speaking of the white man and the opposer of the truth, is to prevent you us from ever accepting the truth. He says they claim the truth to be subversive and say that they are hate teaching. He says they seek any kind of charge to place against us to get revenge for our preaching the truth. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad says they tap our telephone, eavesdrop and follow us around from place to place. He says they use tape recording machines and the hypocrites, he calls them, and a stool pigeon among us. Keep them up to date on what we say and do. And he ends with saying that the white man is bold enough to even ask your own relatives to help them do you evil. That's what the most honorable Elijah Muhammad says about the opposers of truth in the book, The Fall of America, right? And if we examining the teachings of our great ancestors, we find that this same mentality, right, of those who uphold the truth, we expect to be opposed by the white man. We expect to be opposed by these Negro bootlicking politicians. We expect to be opposed by the state. But why should we be expecting? Why would we even not feel caught off guard? Threatened when threats have been made direct by being attacked and opposed by those who claim to be doing the same thing that we are doing, and it's proven through our deed and the work of this formation and the leadership of our national chairwoman and the collective work that is done in this formation. We shouldn't be expecting this. It shouldn't be happening, but it is happening. There are many issues on the table, but again, a threat is launched. We must take this seriously. Remember, there were no threats launched at anybody. The threat came when Babu Amawale recorded on Facebook a live video wherein he directly threatened to, and I quote, beat the fuck out sister Crystal, and that he would slap the shit out of her, even though she's a woman. And again, I quote, she would have to come with it. And we know what that means. That means she would have to come with her back, right? Because he really planned on having a fist fight with those words. Those are fighting words. Those are threatening words. Those are aggressive words, right? So this is the truth. This is the raw truth, right? We are principled in presenting this truth. We ain't putting no words in nobody's mouth. This is the truth. The truth is, right? Because we got to be the ones that uphold the truth, not the ones that uphold the truth. The truth is, Brother Ronald Green was murdered, slain, slaughtered, beat, kicked, punched to death, tased to death, brutally murdered in Louisiana. The truth is, the new Black Panther Party in this formation, along with organizers and people in the community of Baton Rouge the Thursday prior to Tulsa, ascended black boots on the ground, ready and willing to defend our black nation, real revolutionaries, with honor, and we stood up. We went to the Capitol, right? We went to the governor's mansion. The pigs thought they had the people, the young folks, circled in the street. But no, the truth is, because we're standing on truth, right? The truth is that the new Black Panther Party, under the leadership of Sister Crystal Muhammad and all of the comrades who were on the ground, fearlessly backed them goddamn no good pigs, backed them up in the middle of the street, and they ran with their tails tucked between their damn legs. That happened 24 hours before Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then in Tulsa, the commemorizing and memorializing of our ancestors, but not with the spirit of happiness just to be there, just to take a damn picture. Hell no, because some crackers, some devils, and we sure some niggas helped them 100 years ago, burned the place to the ground, destroyed the economic wealth, and put our people in the condition that they are in today. It happened all over this nation, and it's happened all over the world. So we came there with hearts of fire, not smiling and giggling and shit. We came there even thinking we wish them crackers that did it. Some of their ancestors would try to run up again, because it ain't going to happen again. And the cracker cannot do that today as he once did. And he knows this. She knows this. And it is because of the militant defense of great military organizations, of great black power organizations and militias like the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. It is the work. That is the truth. The truth is, it is the work. Not just that. It is the relationships. It is the honest, humble relationships that are built with the families of the victims of police assassination, state-mandated genocide and ethnic cleansing. It is the honorable and humble work done across this nation, constantly providing to the people when it is the honorable work where these storms come through and fuck everything up for our people. We don't blame Mother Earth, but this white man goes and subverses and blows the levees and shoots our people during Hurricane Katrina and makes sure that the water floods our communities and nobody comes to help us. It's only us. That's the reason why we are so hated. That is the reason why the chairwoman is so attacked. This is the truth. It's the raw truth. That's the case that is being laid out. We say to all of those, now is the time. We got to stand up. Now, come on, man. We got to stand up. Time and time again, this damn wicked white man does whatever the hell he wants to do until he faces us. He knows that he cannot run down on us. He knows that he can't just sweet talk on us. Now, the revolutionary is a part of the poor, oppressed masses. Personally, myself, I have never met a rich or rich in material wealth, real strong body, mind, and spirit on the ground revolutionary. I haven't met him. I could be wrong, but I don't believe I am. Right? These are black people who have jobs, They're on a plantation picking cotton like you're on a plantation picking cotton. And we're being, this the truth. We are family. We can talk about it. And the only thing that separates the two is that one understands that they're picking cotton and the other one thinks that they have a career choice. That's it. But we got brothers and sisters who work and they have children and they have to feed them children. That's why we're not going to let you Negroes disrespect them. We have comrades who have their own businesses, and they have children, and they got to take care of their mothers and their fathers, and they got to take care of their brothers and sisters and all their families, and they got bills and all the same shit that everybody else has. And all we ask for is some fucking respect. Because time and time again, throughout history, what do we see? Everybody is up in arms when the freedom fighter comes to town, right? The freedom fighter leaves the revolution in the hands of the people, right? Leaves it in that city for that city to build on that energy. It is the occupier who comes in and claims to bring revolution, but brings disease and brings COVID and brings guns and brings the drugs and liquor and all of that stuff. We don't do that. We leave the revolution. We leave the choices. We leave how they're going to deal with their city politics to the people. And we advise the best that we can, and we train ourselves the best that we can. That is what we do. It's not a fucking secret what we do. We don't hide what we do. We ain't underground. We above ground. It is clear to see what is happening here in the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. It's clear to see. We are very transparent. You don't have to go looking for us. Every time you turn around, we're there. It is not for show. It's not because we moving on an emotional pretense, in fact. It is because these brothers and sisters, and I can attest to this, have dropped many times anything that was on their plate, put it on another plate, and pushed the plate to the other side of the table until the mission was done, right? And it is very difficult to then try to get back on track then when you're being attacked by niggas who are claiming to be on doing the same thing that you're doing, right? We must put ourselves in each other's shoes and look at this for what it's worth and stop. We are people. Constantly, every day you wake up, you look on Facebook and some crusty lip, you know, no, rather I said a revolutionary bone in a body is talking down about you, not just attacking your platform, but attacking you personally. You do not tell us that this is petty. Don't tell us that it is not worth spending the time on, because it is. Because they kill our leaders. And it ain't going down like that in 2021. We cannot make threats in 2021 and expect for the blowback not to be just as hot as the attack. And still, we have not threatened anybody. We have not threatened any physical confrontation. All we have said, all the people that we have brought to this broadcast, when we have spoken out, we have always left the door open for some kind of self-governance. But look at this. Look at this madness and opposing of the truth. And still in all of this mess, we're being principled. We just ask for respect. Because, shit, and to be honest, you know, we know that we're going to demand the respect. Because we never think of losing in our mind. See, to have no integrity, to get no respect, that takes away from you being human. It's what the white man did to us. We're not going to let our people do this to us. He took our human nature. He told our women that they were not women. They took shoe on and put it in our women's privates. They took our little girls and raped them and used them as house slaves and raped them there and raped them in the field. They took away her ability to feel protected by us. Are you niggas insane? And you wanna go and push that? That you gonna beat on the sister? Yeah, on a street level, we know that's not going to happen. It's impossible to happen. It would never happen in any universe. It couldn't happen. But we're saying on a principled level, let's be principled. Everybody want to talk unity and family and want to talk this fucking sweet like nothing's happening. Like there are not real issues that occur from threats being made, and we're supposed to be taking ourselves seriously. So let's speak to the nature of it. What kind of man in his heart? Because you got to have issues with your mama, your sister, or somebody to get on a public YouTube. Facebook is a public fucking platform. The brothers in the movement call it Fedbook, and the sisters call it Fedbook. It is a public platform that is watched by the police. You got on there, and you made direct threats. So what is in your heart, right? What is in your heart that drives you to make this kind of threat? You got to be off somewhere. See, even when we look at it, we're trying to rationalize it because we understand it, right? We know who and where it's coming from, but how can our own be so wicked to one another that you would go so low? As I say, not only to attack the platform, it's one thing to talk about something you may not like about the protocol or whatever, and to be quite honest, if you wasn't there or didn't try to help or whatever like that, who gives a goddamn? Everybody's a critic. But to attack our sister, you know, personally, you got to be another type of nigga to go that way. Because again, when you look at the way that we have come into principal defense of this, we have not done that. We have not attacked anybody personally. Nothing that we have said has been a lie. It is all been revealed. See, this is how we know that it's calculated, planned out, orchestrated, right? This is how we can look and tell because we're looking at the deeds of all these individuals. This is why we have to address this the way that we do and bring this down to a level that everybody can understand. We don't care who it is. And if anybody disagrees, press number one. We love to hear this. We don't care who it is. If any, not even on a revolutionary level, if somebody tells your mama, send your mama a text, brother, come on, I'm going to beat your ass. You know, or just be walking past you and you with your woman and he say, I'm going to beat your ass. Or it could be, let's just say, a random sister. You don't even know because I've done it. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. You know? But then it's not just that he said it. That's not enough. You know, that's not enough. It's the fact that Negroes championed it. My leader's Lucia Bass talking about teach. He making a comment on the side talking about teach. Like as if this man is saying something, that this nigga is saying something that is powerful or that's going to liberate the masses. This is a sickness. We have to say that. And it's got to get out of our community, seriously. Because this shit goes deeper than what's just on the surface, right? If we say we are what we stand on and we really out here doing what we say we're going to do, right? If we are really willing to make the sacrifices that have been made by revolutionaries throughout history, because we've always fought for our freedom and independence, it's coming, right? We will win. If we're not doing these things, if we're not, you know, in the community, meeting people making a state claim to be the freedom fighter, that is not something that you just wake up one day and go outside and stretch your arm and say, oh, I'm a Black Panther today. You know, oh, you know, because you bought you a damn gun. No, we're talking about real people who have literally done things politically on a self-governing, but have traveled to other countries and all this kind of thing to build Black nationalism on an economic level, on a defensive level, on an agricultural, on every level. Now, everybody that knows Sister Crystal, y'all know that to be true. Let's not front. Y'all know that this sister could have been anything in the world, and she would have been the shit at that. Just so happened she chose this. You see? Now, many of us, we know how we work. We are a collective, right? We understand this. But let's be real. The attacks are directed at the sister. The brother said, and fuck your whole formation. Then it trickles down to the rest of us. Now, even if you didn't say nothing about the rest of this formation, let's make it clear. That's still the national chairwoman, and it's still a sister. What did you niggas think? Did you think that you were just going to be able to say these things, tell these lies? Then you got, you know, brothers like Talib Batunde. I don't even know what to call these dudes no more. Because I feel so disrespected. We feel so disrespected that I want to really disrespect you in the worst way. But again, right, what can I do? Just I know I got discipline. Sometimes, most times, my discipline overrides the shit that I would say that I know would inflame a situation. Wonder where I learned that from. Wow, was it under the leadership of the national chairwoman? You niggas are weak. Really take out the time to look at the contradiction. Y'all have never seen us marching with no pig. With them, you never seen it. You can never think of a time. You can't find footage. It won't. We have the footage. We have the footage of the police. This is why you got to tune in. An hour and 15 minutes. Tune in on YouTube. Go right now and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Put the New Black Panther Party in your search bar, click it, and you're going to see our YouTube channel. You'll see our logo. Subscribe, participate, and I make comments. Now, we have the footage. We have the footage of the threat. We have the footage of Tulsa, right, where the pigs were leading this formation into the people. And we're with the people the whole time for hours. You know, with the people, you know, there was a time where a sister, an elder sister came up and began to tell us a tragic story, you know, about her being assaulted, sexually assaulted in prison and her struggle and her fight. And then just a natural, organic people's tribunal broke out, you know. Now, this is while all of this is happening, while we tend into the actual what is going on in Tulsa? What is going on with the people? What are real issues that are surrounding the reasons why we have not seen the continue or the completion of the rise of New Black Wall Street? What's going on? We were getting down to that, right? Just the People's Tribunal just came in to ask the comrades. Shit, they pressing number one. Y'all pressing number one. Broke out in the middle of the park. Now, while this was happening, Omawale, Talib Batunde, AJ, Amun, and Yokana, they're being led by the pigs to the park. But mind you, here's the contradiction, though. We're in the park, standing in defense of the people against the pigs, and a people's tribunal breaks out in the middle of the park. In the middle of the park, where now black folks are walking up, and there's a microphone. Just comes up. This is because the people felt our love, you know, being there with them. They knew that we were not trying to make a show with us being there. We know that our presence alone draws our people, because now they know, right, that they have somebody to let all of this off on, to let all this to. This is what our duty are. We have to be the ones that, you know, can help out. But it's not helping out, you know, having a parade up and down the street with the police. You see? So, again, the contradiction. And then the bottom line, what's the bottom line of that contradiction? It's the pig. In no way, shape, form, or fashion do we ever work with the pig on any level. We despise any collaborators with the pig, you know. And this is not to say, you know, that we don't have information that's too raw to present, because we know that it's personal, or we do. But we're just saying that our principle, our nature, we know how this thing goes. We know what these individuals are doing. We know what they're doing. They're trying to disrupt, they're trying to discredit, and they're trying to destroy, okay? None of them are working. So they're feeling the heat of the people who want to uphold the truth. And we want to let people know that. They're feeling this heat. It's not they're not paying no attention. They're paying plenty of attention. And they see how many have retched out, you know, and we appreciate everybody, right? Man, Brother Delta, General Delta, you know what I'm saying? Our honor, brother, you know, the Brother Darren, even you, Brother Ozone. Let me just look at all the people that retched out. Brother OC the Great, you know what I'm saying? All the brothers and sisters that have retched out, you know, our comrades in the new Black Panther Party. Y'all don't think that these dudes feel that, you know? And we got to be, because we're in this formation. And I'll speak directly to, you know, the brother and sister in this formation, and it extends to our allies as well. When this shit is happening, we got to speak out, right? We got to speak out. Because, you know, it's watching people grow into revolutionaries coming from a certain stage and growing up that pushes the leader, right? And you know, in the art of war, leadership is a element of war. So, you know, when a leader sees the comrade support, that lifts them up. How many times do our leaders lift us up? How many times have we been in a fucking situation and we call Sister Crystal and she's come or she's helped? How many times have we been in a situation, any of us, and we've called one another and we've covered down and helped? That's what we're about. We're not about all this bullshit that these people are talking about. They don't know nothing about camaraderie at all because they let anybody in. Anybody. There's no screening. There's no real way to tell, but they don't care. You got perverts. You got fags. You got police. They don't give a damn. They don't care because to these people, they're counter-revolutionary. They are not looking out for the best interests of our people. And again, this is not an accusation. We're basing our words off of the deed of these individuals. And we really feel like if people can't see that, it's something wrong. You have an invested interest in the success of the white man. You got some payola or something is coming your way. There's an invested interest that you have to try so hard, you know, day after day to attempt to destroy a powerful thing. We want to know what y'all all think about it. You know, if we agree or disagree, you know, we take all callers here. New Black Panther Party Radio, 718-664-6398. Press the number one. We want to hear from the people. Day 460. Visit our national website, www.mvpp.org. Join the New Black Panther Party. Tune in right after this broadcast. We will be live on YouTube, and we'll address all of this as we continue to address the continued onslaught of our people, these contradictions, and all of this that's going on, self-governance and nation-building, all of that. You know, we'll address that. It's going to be 9 p.m. Central Time on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube page. Go to YouTube, search the New Black Panther Party to find our logo, subscribe to our channel, and we'll be on at 9 o'clock Central Time. Let's hear out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. 225, you live on New Black Panther Party Radio. Black Power, 225. Black Power, 225, you live on New Black Panther Party Radio. Can you hear us? All right, 225, going once. 225, going twice. All right, maybe you didn't mean to press the number one. If you did press one, then press one again. And I know that you meant to press the number one, and we'll try to fix your audio issues. But again, family, we're tuning in here tonight because as we broadcast here tonight, there is a continued information war. There's a continued psychological operation that, you know, not only these individuals, but, you know, elements of the state who profit in many ways from the actions of nigga shit. You know, I mean, the white man, you know, see the nigga with his pants down and just come and take everything in the nigga house, right? That's happened on many occasions for a metaphor. But what is happening right now, this is not something that can be looked at as a even an altercation between two individuals or two groups. No. Because we wasn't even worried about these people, you know? They have made a concerted effort to come up with as many lies. You know, I think that it's important that we, you know, look at, you know, counterintelligence. right, and psychological operations, because you can't tell us based on what these dudes are doing that that's not what was being unraveled. Look at this AJ Frazier, you know, this guy is going around with falsified documents, and emailing them to people and showing it to people, lies about our national charity, right? Now, on what level is that not in the same realm as a psychological operation at the hands of the state? See, this is why we say, you know, where are we missing the mark with that part of it? You know, everybody agrees that this is wrong. We see that, right? But we want to make sure that the truth is clear. We can't miss the mark on stuff like that. You know, that's clear counterintelligence. You cannot frame that any other way, whether he made it up himself or not. It is counterintelligence. Counterintelligence means to counter the operations of somebody or something else. That's all it means. So I'm going to use the reverse. If my enemy is using peace, I'm going to use war. If my enemy is using truth, I'm going to use a lie, right? So these individuals are using lie, right? Not even half truths or quarter truths at best. No truth at all, right? These lies and threats are not directed at any structural or operational problem at all. You know, you hear these brothers on many occasions. Do your research. You go back and find videos and pictures of these brothers standing right next to the national chairwoman and the new Black Panther Party under her leadership. You can find it. But now we hear all of this. But as our national chairwoman explained on the broadcast on OC the Great, you know, and also on, and we don't want to forget about Brother Critical, Black Panther Brother Critical, who rushed out. But had explained, when these brothers were in the new Black Panther, this goes from Malik all the way to Yokana, AJ and all of them, not to lead. He has never been in the new Black Panther Party under this formation. And even if we didn't know him and we met him in another circumstance, the nigga wouldn't cut it. We just being real. He wouldn't cut it because he's soft. You know, he wouldn't last. So anyways, all of these dudes have in some way, some shape, form, capacity. Now, Malik's issue is that, like the sister explained, with her being a Southern Regional rep, she's having to come to the table. That's her duty, having to come to the table with all of the complaints of his corrupt leadership. We made sure that we when the lie came out that he didn't abandon his post, we made sure that we put the official statement on Facebook and social media with the dates and his quoted words of declaring martial law on the party. Now, if there was talk that Obama was going to declare martial law, there was talk that Trump was going to declare martial law. We already living in martial law if you look at it, but we're talking about, we know what we mean by martial law, a suspension of the government, a suspension of the military, a suspension of all socioeconomic structure. Okay, now, when there was just rumors of that, you know, Black folks was, oh, shit, my EBT, my check, my, you know what? Okay, now, we say, we a Black nation. We this revolution. This is how we know we need to do this to free the people. Because we're to the point now that we're questioning people's motives on why they put these uniforms on, and that's why we asking these questions. Because we have to now question the motives when we examine the deed. So, what is your real motive? You abandon your post, then you try to rig an election, Malik. Then you come back, you know, and now you're trying to sabotage this formation. And this is not his first time since I have been in the new Black Panther Party doing and making mischievous shit happen online. It's the constant use of our images and our liking. And again, if we are all cool and we all one big happy Black Power family, right, then why don't people come out on the front line with us? And we're not talking to our allies. We're talking about to these niggas. Why don't y'all come out and stand with us and the people, but then you would take our images and use them like they you, but then you're going to say that we ain't shit. Where does this make sense? That's why we have to question your motive now. We because now we know you. We know your history. I'm talking directly to Malik Zulu Shabazz. We know your history. You know, you've been in the movement, right? But what is your motives, right? The constant attacks, the standing right in out. You walk up to us, brother. Straight up, right? You walk up to us. You bowed. Strangely, you know, I didn't know that was a thing, but you bowed, you know, you rushed out, you know, to shake our hands and all this kind of stuff. You talked and all that, right? But before that, you championed Baba Omawale's direct threat that he would beat the fuck of our national chairwoman and that he would have to come with it because he don't care about slapping no woman. You championed that, though, right? But then you walked up to us. And you even asked for us to march with y'all. Like, you came up to us, but what was your motive for that? What was your motive? Because, see, we know your deed. Now, that's clear. These brothers, these men have shown their whole ass. Like, they have shown, they laid it out. Like, we see every part of them right now, you know? Because in your jealousy and displaced hatred, because you should take that same energy to your real enemy, you have literally shown your whole self. So your deed don't really need to be examined. We clearly see this. But now we question the motives of these individuals. The oaths or whatever, you know, promises or that we make as revolutionaries that come with the nature of being doing something great and divine. Right? None of us are holier than thou. We're not saying that at all. None of us is self-righteous. But what we're saying is how on one side can you be right in a man's face, right in the woman's face, right? This goes the same for Babu Omawale. You walked up to the truck. You couldn't have missed the truck because the truck was right there. We were with the people the whole time. You couldn't have missed it. You can't say you missed it. You can't say you didn't see us. You can't say that it was not brought to your attention that that's some bullshit that y'all was doing, and then that's some bullshit what you said about you was going to fuck our national chairwoman up. And you can't say that the chairwoman didn't tell you directly. And what'd you say? What is your motive then? What is your motive now? And then after all of this is said and done, then you go on Taharka, the basement rat, the basement coons show. See, I'm going to tear him. He get to all the way up. Because this man, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is. He is a basement rat, a wet water rat. You see, a phlegm, a snail, whatever vermin, that's what he is. And you're going to go on this man's show. We have stripped Taharka Bay of any manhood, any type of, he can never, ever say, I'm a real black man. No, you're not. He can never say, he can never get rah-rah and tell nobody else to pull up. He invited us to check him about the bullshit he was saying, and we went to check him. You know, he didn't come and address the situation. He hid in his basement and call other people for help, and they didn't come because they know he's a fool too. Then so why, and this man have been stripped, we have exposed the fact that he have 11 domestic abuse cases. He have child abuse cases. This man, this individual, just as early as 2014, has been assaulting black women and children. So you make a threat against a black woman, Sister Crystal, Baba Omawale, then you go on a show with a Negro who have a rap sheet for beating up on black ones. So these are the contradictions that we're talking about. And again, that's just what happened. All we're doing is telling the people what happened. If y'all can't clearly see his day, you know, what this is, it's very clear. It is an attempt to distract. But we are not distracted. In fact, we are not distracted. You know, we clearly see everything that's going on because we understand it is interconnected. You know, they want to try to distract the people from what's really going on. They want to try to distract the people, you know, like I'm not questioning the motives about the whole thing now. Because a good majority of those who were to be the organizers have come out viciously with no truth threats and all kind of other stuff. So now we question the motives, you know. Why take something, you know, that's in your heart like that? And then to be in front of somebody who you claim to have all this issue with, and is just this person that you just got to address, and if you see us, y'all going to turn y'all backs, and y'all going to pull your gats, and y'all going to do all this. But then when you seen us, it's just like, you know, you were scared. Be real. You were shocked, you know, or you realize that, you know, you full of shit. And you got to know that what you said, you got to know that what you said, you can never come back from that. My brother, you can never come back from that. You know? You can't say, oh, I didn't mean it. No, because you ain't yet to come and say, you know, I know I slipped up. I was acting out of emotion. And then if you did, it wouldn't make a difference because you said it, right? And you was very serious when you said it. Well, obviously not, because, you know, it is what it is. But at the same time, you know, the level of honor that in any on any rate at any point does not exist with these individuals. You know, I think that the way that is being handled by these individuals, you know, it shows you, and it almost makes you wonder, because, you know, what the hell is going on in these formations? You know, when obviously not a whole lot, because from what the mass senses of the people have spoke. They made comments. They rushed out. The mass senses of people are saying that we've never heard of Anubis. We don't know who the hell Tulibatunde is. We ain't never heard of none of these people. They saying that all we've seen is a new Black Panther Party. We've seen Sister Crystal. We've seen them. We've seen people. But they be with us. But we don't know who these dudes are. You see? So the people ain't being fooled. And that's what the people say. That's not us trying to make it look good. I mean, this is just a fact. And like we say, we don't do this. Nobody does that for that to be the case. But if you are doing what you say you're going to do, that just so happens to be the case. Y'all mad? You know, you would think that there would be congratulations, or yeah, sis, or, you know, well, let's see what we can do together. But there's not. And we must say this, there's a spiritual thing with this too, because, you know, for a long time now, let's be real about this, for a long time now, we have needed to address, just in general in the Black community, we have been needing to have a serious address on the disrespect of the Black woman by Black men, right? Because we can't, and this don't have nothing to do with no ism you want to put on it. This shit is a real problem. It is a real issue. There's many different ways we could rationalize it, but where does it come from? See, when you believe in your mind about this mysterious Father God individual, right, and in your mind and your spirit, you have pushed the woman out. She's gone in your mind. So the man in your mind is of spiritual relevance on a high, high, God on high, him, the King of Kings, Father God. Nobody ever say Mother God. What the hell would be wrong with that? And then when you push the female out of your mind, you're going to do the same thing in person. Yes, you will. You will view our women, Black women, as subservient. Now, that's on a spiritual. That's on a spiritual. Now, we can't speak, you know, to what's going on a personal. We don't know if people was raised by wolves or what. We don't know what, you know, but we know that it's an issue that have continued to get worse. More tragically, you know, when you look at, you know, the way that our women are attacked, you know, and I'm speaking to the brothers, we go for the gut. You know, we find the harshest shit that we could say. You know, we attack their bodies, we attack the mind, we attack their place. You got some brothers where if a sister is starting to speak a certain truth or her truth or whatever, you'll have a brother say, oh, well, that's from a woman's point of view. Nigga, what the hell does that mean? You came from a woman. So your whole shit is from a woman's point of view. Your whole existence. You've just been born in the body of a man, which in principle, right, and we know in the higher sciences, it's one degree. But there are many, there's one thing, but many degrees of many things, right? So you got gender, then you got male and female, right? But see, here's how it works with these niggas. So then what they'll try to do now is they're going to deflect it. No, there's no issue going on with disrespecting Sister Crystal with her being the woman. They have said that, no, she's not a woman. She's a general. We are generals. Ain't no man a woman. Nigga, stop. Stop lying. Y'all breath must stink from lying all the goddamn time. All the time. What are you talking about? You know? And they believe this, family. They really believe this shit. This is what makes it so easy for them. You know? These brothers are walking around like we are in a movie. Like we in a Black Panther movie. You know what I'm saying? And all this shit is fun and games. And no, we not playing with this. You're not going to disrespect because when you come, you think in your mind, you know, Babu, you reached out to me. When I originally was going at Tariq to try about him sending the sexual pictures to the sisters and then coming out against our chairwoman, what a brother's supposed to do. You reached out to me. Now, I have been on Facebook for years. I've been in the movement for 5 or 6 years. This brother is I'm sure knows who I am. He has never, ever attempted to reach out to me ever until I started going at Talib, who was sending masturbation pictures and attacking our national chairwoman. You defended the brother who is a sexual predator. You went on a show with a brother who is a assaulter of Black men and of Black women and Black children, and then you threatened our chairwoman, and she's a Black woman. Now, without any isms, since everybody got something to fucking say, because it is sexism, it's sexism. Deal with it. Hey, we fix it, we wouldn't even have to talk about this. We wouldn't have to even have this conversation. But we are not going to ignore that this exists on even in a level, man, we talk about knowledge itself. We really got to get it going with that, because this is an issue that now that it's being brought to the forefront is making a lot of people uncomfortable. And the reason why it's making a lot of people uncomfortable is because outside of these uniforms that y'all put on to try to make it seem like y'all better than other Black people, because y'all going to make it seem like y'all know something because Huey said and Khaled said and blah, blah, blah. And you niggas don't know shit. Be real. You niggas don't know shit. Right? You just wear these uniforms. Be real. Just say it. Just admit that you need to learn more. Admit that you really have never taken out the time to really develop yourself politically. Like, you're really just doing this for the clout, though, right? Like, you're really just doing this because it looked good to be an all Black with your people, Black power, we feel that. But that's not what this is. But admit that's what you're doing, so you're not out here fooling the people, you know, confusing the hell out of the people, making them believe that it's okay to march with the police. We can do this shit all night. We got a whole 2-hour or however long broadcast after this at 9 p.m. on YouTube. That's y'all. Everybody should go right now. Everybody should go to YouTube and subscribe to the new Black Panther Party channel. You find it, put in the search bar, the new Black Panther Party, and you'll see our logo. Click it, and you can watch the live stream, because we're going to get down to the bottom of this. Even though that we believe that the foundation has already been laid, we are completely comfortable in the truth that we've been telling, because we know it's solid and we know it's factual. And we have to raise these contradictions, because when we don't, they become a threat to the masses. We can't let this shit, you know what I'm saying, seep out to the people, and it has. You know, Taharka Bay, this clown, this coon, he just brings anybody on the show. You know, he'll go just email anybody or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, these people are making a concerted effort to try to blur the lines between what is a real revolution and what is a Negro revolution, what is, you know, black power, and what's, you know, I got out of the military, so I'm bored, and I want to be black right now, type shit. You know, a lot of these brothers have backgrounds in the white man's military. And let's lay it all out. Let's lay it all out. This has been an issue, you know, with people thinking that you serving in the white man's military gives you some type of advantage or makes you a general because you went and killed non-white people in non-white nations and black nations and brown nations. You went and killed other people, or you went conspire to help plan or organize or do the logistics to go help kill other people that look like us, that's come from our ancestry. And now that you're back, you know, you still hype on that adrenaline, you know? Look at the cries, and trust me, we are not, no. You know, we don't go, we have no affiliation with the white man system at all from the military. But I'm going to say this. Look at the cry of women throughout the years in the white man's military. We're not going to have that same shit. You niggas are going to learn. This is going to get nipped in the bud, you know? That's why we say to the community, to our community, y'all can't stand for this. Y'all cannot allow for people to disrespect, you know, women like Sister Crystal, you know what I'm saying, who make the sacrifice. We can't do that. We can't be okay with that because that's a repetitive thing that we have done throughout history. When the heat rises, a lot of people, they back the hell up. And in a way that it's good that you back up. It's good that you fall back, right? So your ass don't get in the way. We got to be real. We're going to say it like it is. If you feel like it's too hot and it's getting real sweaty and you can't stand all this heat, if you feel like we are not principled in the defense of a platform that has been tireless and selfless for the defense of the people, that we would allow for individuals to attack our chairwoman or any of our comrades, but especially not the chairwoman, especially not the new Black Panther Party. Y'all know how we ride. If anybody is uncomfortable, I said it last night, is always the front and the back door, because that mentality is the reason, much of the reason why these Negroes, these bootlicking Negroes in politics, they continue to do the things that they do, is because not enough people stand up against them. Because when we say, oh, you know, let's just ignore it. Don't give all your energy to that. No. Because you would say that if it was you. Stop. You wouldn't say that if it was you, if it was your daughter, if it was your mother, if it was your sister. You wouldn't say that. Don't try to put us like we're superheroes. We're people. We're not superheroes. We are allowed to express this. We are allowed to deal with this because it shows self-governance. It shows nationhood. Don't let this foundation that have been set forth by our ancestors, been carried out by us, don't let it ever feel, family, that it's shaky or unstable because threats are being made or because you all hear that we're going to stand up in defense of our chairwoman and stand it. Don't ever think that dissension is coming. Don't ever think that this is unstable, because it's not. Maybe that's the reason why people say, I don't nothing unstable. It's nothing descending. They're not successful with this. And since they realize that they're not successful, have no fear. Everything is all right. We are all right. But what is not all right is for this constant threats, for the constant threats. And if you think because it's words that it does not have an effect on the person, again, you are putting us in a box that we don't want to be in. Fuck your box. We are people. We feel shit. It don't feel good. I don't know these brothers like that. Sister Crystal has known these brothers for decades. Man, come on, y'all. If somebody you know for so long is talking down on you like a dog, you're not going to feel some type of way. You're not going to come up. You're not going to expect for other people to stand the fuck up. Don't do that to us.
Don't make us feel like we can't stand on the same truth that we go, you know, and give to the whole nation. That's not fair. We got to be on common ground with reciprocity and balance. That's not fair. Any nation who is being threatened, whether the threat is coming domestically or internationally, have the right to defend themselves. Now, if people don't want to feel like they're in a nation, that's fine. But don't put that on us. We will defend. We will always defend ourselves. We're going to carry the same mentality that we have with our enemy, with the white man and the pig. We will have that for our self-respect, our dignity, and our honor. We will not be dishonored because we are not dishonorable. And I will say that nothing that we are saying. And that's why it feels so good to say it. It's rejuvenating. It's therapeutic to be able to say that everything that we are saying is made truth from the work. We don't have to make nothing look good. We don't got to, you know, stroke the ego of nobody to paint a little gloss over ourselves. We don't have to because it's been done. All we doing is saying what's been done has already shown. The work that has been done has already shown the words that we're saying. We just expressing it now because it must be something that resonates with us, because we have to take these days and these months that we're going through this as a lesson. And yes, since they are trying to drive us into different circles and trying to put wedges in the revolution, so let it be. That's fine. Just stay away from us. But you're going to stop attacking us. But just stay away. That's fine. No, we do not have to all work together. That is okay. We don't have no problem with that. We don't got no problem with nobody doing their own thing. But we are not going to allow for people to lie. We're not going to just sit by and allow people to march with the pigs, attack us at the same time, and then claim to be revolutionary. That would be irresponsible on our part. Putting out this white man, we done broke down the damn truth about the COVID-19 to the fucking scientific decimal. All these different solutions and all of this stuff, we're not gonna defend, right? And that's the very basis of our name, for self-defense. It feels good to defend yourself when you know that you have the ammunition, and the ammunition is truth, and it's fact, it's proof. Over and over again, that those who uphold the truth will have opposition with those who oppose the truth. This is what we expect. But when somebody says that they do uphold the truth, and it turns out that they oppose the truth, then we cannot have been expecting that. So don't judge the reaction of the person, of the victim. You need to look at the deed of the goddamn violator. That's what we need to be looking at, you know? Because I don't want nobody reaching out talking about, oh, you know, don't worry about it. Just let it blow over. Or no, we got to get out of that, because this is real. Just like everything else. It's not separate. It all goes hand in hand. All of the things that we have been doing, we can't see the fact that this is a weapon, of an information weapon that is trying to use to distract the people from the mission. Our continuous demand for reparations, a demand, mind you, a demand that is heard over the government televising of their so-called reparations committees. We're heard even over that, right? The masses of the people speak more truth to power than any of these committees can, you know? The constantly on the backs of our people for our needing a necessity to have a exodus to Africa, to be the builders and supporters of Africa, and to do the same thing here, black excellence, right? You know, we talk about this COVID-19. This is not going unnoticed by us. But as far as I am to understand, there have been no other formation that has given as much information, that has spent as much time on a scientific breakdown and bringing a solution to something that a lot of us have chose to ignore. And even some niggas talking about all black folks is immune. We have left no stone unturned. There have not been a situation that is not known, that we have not, you know, made an honest, you know, our honest effort you know what I'm saying, and gave real time and dedication, spent money and time to make sure that what we can do from our best ability to try to rectify the situation. And that's with understanding before we go that is that is not going to be rectified in an hour, a day, a month, a year, or even 2 or 10. We get that. So we do have a certain amount of patience. But, man, if we cannot say that our patience is being tested, right? We have many beautiful, you know, beautiful things that are happening in our black nation. And the number one most beautiful thing is seeing the rise of black people who want to uphold the truth, right? Black people who want to be free, you know, black people who know that, you know, the lies and things that the white man says, things that a lot of these Negroes say, we know that it's a lie. You know what I'm saying? The black folks that have come up and attacked this vaccine, you know what I'm saying? Black folks that make it possible for us to have just some kind of peace in our communities, in our little areas, you know, on our blocks that we live on. You know them black folks that just keep everything together, you know, and activists and grassroots people, excuse me, and just, you know, the black folks who are real revolutionaries, like here in this formation, right? That's the most beautiful thing is ourselves. Our human resource, that's the most beautiful thing. You know, we broadcast here tonight with, we let everybody know at the beginning of this broadcast that right after this broadcast, we're going to be on YouTube. We'll be on our channel on YouTube. We have a live stream, and it will be solidarity, revolutionary solidarity against counter-revolutionary operations. We'll address the lies and scandals from the counter-revolutionary individuals, all these different operations that have come up. We will also talk about the continued onslaught of our people from this goddamn white man. You know, we must and we will address the contradictions of those who continue to work with the enemy. And when we have shown time and time again that that's not necessary, not only that is counter-revolutionary and disrespectful to our people. We will continue to build on self-governance and nation-building. And, yeah, y'all know we're going to stick it to this cracker about this damn COVID-19 and this wicked vaccine campaign. You know, to join the new Black Panther Party, visit our national website, mbpp.org. Support the new Black Panther Party for self-defense by sending a donation. You can send it through Cash App, $BlackPowerDollar. This will continue on tonight, right after this broadcast. You can catch us on YouTube. Find us on YouTube, the new Black Panther Party. Find our logo. Click our channel. Subscribe. Let's run that thing up to 1,000 subscribers in the next few days. You know, let's do that. You know, let's send the channel out to other people that you know who are interested in seeing this good work that's being done, who know the great work in the new Black Panther Party, and let's get some subscribers on there. Let's try to get 1,000 subscribers within the next few weeks. Let's say that. That'll be a good thing that everybody can participate in. So even when the broadcast is over, share the broadcast. Share any of the videos on our channel. There's more to come, more media to be uploaded, and everybody will, you know, be able to go there for their source of media from YouTube and the new Black Panther Party. Now, we got this broadcast coming up, so, you know, I prepared, you know, to take us out with strong presentation from our ancestors to allow for everybody to get prepared for this live stream, because we want everybody to join our live stream right after this broadcast. We got about 30 minutes. If you have something to say, press the number 1. If not, we're gonna take this thing out. We're going to hear some strong words from our ancestors, and we're going to get ready to go ahead and go live, and guarantee you it's going to be politically stimulating is going to, because, man, y'all know how we do. It's going to open up. All of this stuff is going on. You know, we're going to open this thing up and make sure that we tell the truth and get everything going. All right, so let's hear. Who do we got on the line? Who do we got on the line? This is Brother Yahya. Black Power, brother.
Black Power. Assalamu alaikum. How's my mic? So, I believe that me placing a mineral water out for the squad that Department of Justice is fighting this global and national silent war being compared to multiple 9/11s. So I'm leaving at the information I want to share is urgent, and it's common knowledge now, and it happened in less than 24 hours. all praises to the Creator where all positive knowledge comes from. Yesterday I was given the opportunity to say something that I had not understood. And all honor Brother Delta. I'm sitting over here laughing because all honor the squad went on today and did a press conference, and they brought out their most intimidating members, and they announced what they are doing. And the national campaign is to only address the white supremacy algorithms that purposely chose words like the dark side. And they chose to place our children, because the fathers and mothers that are getting these paychecks are participating in multiple 9/11s, and that is the so-called Hercules Hold, where we know what the truth is and where we know what to do. However, the medicine needs to reach our children and families involved. This is our story, our world story, world history, unfolding out of the mystery right now in front of us. And I threw my head in, and I know that the gratitude expressed about voicing our ancestors' solutions, the theft of our natural inheritances, so-called, materialized by our youth, was not only heard by you, national chairwoman, chairperson, Honorable Crystal Muhammad, and Honorable Katif Siddiq, the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. I'm taking responsibility for everything chasing me. However, the call has been made, and I was also heard by the Department of Justice. And in this insidious campaign was even present in that press release. The intentional, non-intentional symbol of Guam colony, not Guam. So I would like to remind all parents.
Black Power, Brother Yaya, what press conference are you referencing?
The Department of Justice press conference that happened today. And
okay.
And what they announced was is the reason that I'm not, this just happened in the last hour. I'm breaking a fast and was preparing food and had to pull over. And so what was presented by just the press release has revealed, Honorable Crystal Muhammad, that a lot of our family are involved in this secret silent 9/11 attack in the nation's infrastructure. And all of this became clear to me when Honorable Sister Patricia spoke last night, including everyone else, including the aerial scans of the text stream, the comment stream. And the reason that I think it's easy for a person like me is that I just came out of a really long study that required isolation from media. So I don't have the conditioning. So therefore, I'm allowing myself to make the mistakes using a deep learning artificial intelligence applications to remain an observer. So my apologies to anyone that has felt offended by these comments, but my efforts had to pierce through these layers, multiple layers, that are lying behind these channels, that are lying behind our so-called Black Nation leaders at the moment, because we know that the unifying Africa is standing up for our leaders regardless of the situations that they're placed in, the Hercules hold. So how do we speak of truth, take action? Because we are boots on the ground. So while we're boots on the ground, then once again, I did say a long time ago on my first phone call, the wisdom of this is not coming from me, it's coming through me and through my humble attempts to trying to learn about hostage negotiation. Our families are placed. These are not just personal attacks. And yes, it is sexism. But what I said yesterday is beyond that. The consequences are global. It's genocide. It is completing it. And in order to transform it all, we need to stop the cycle of having all these obstacles placed in our lives as we try to help each other. Like what happened to Brother Kendrick as he tried to help Sister Breonna Taylor, may peace be upon her and the family. These networks have been exposed nationally. Not only that, infiltrated. And I was informed, and yet I don't have the facts. But however, what I do know is that character is real. It's one statistic, but of infiltration even amongst our so-called organizations, groups. Their memory of having to simply return to those collections of moments when we watch our children struggle, cry under these oppressions, when they are thirsty. Now everything is set up so that everything can be distorted. Now, caught in the middle, are now stand in danger of his so-called historically, our historically, being written down in so-called world history as being in the hot tub with Bill Burr, devaluing our movements the same way that the Anglo-Saxon patriarchal template oppresses women. It says you can't reach for your liberation because you're in the hot tub with me. Now, expand on that and connect all of our ancestors. And we all together need to take a ride on that Black Star Line because this is a lot of pressure. So I am sending a dead man's trigger, so-called, and this is their vocabulary because a dead man tells no tales. This is even going to be broadcast on ham radio. It's going to bounce off of the atmosphere forever and intermix with the communications of the World War II communications that placed the occupation of the United States on Guam. So come and stand on our coastline and look at North Korea with us. Go and fly into Louisiana and go tell the Ronald Reagan family, may peace be upon him, that you've decided that there will be no more action on reparations. This was said by Honorable Crystal Muhammad, spiritual going on. And now I am calling for help, not for me, but for the same people that are hurting Honorable Crystal Muhammad, for the same people that we need to help, because this is not going to happen on our watch. And what we want is their bosses. What we want are the secret operators that are insisting on finishing the global colonization of Aboriginal memory. I recommend that everyone go listen to that press release and tell me if that symbol on the necklace is a way. And I publicly voiced it just so that I get psychologized on purpose. Because you see, it's a fractal. You can find the same template and your individual struggles to make contact with your children and your individual struggles to stand up for each other. And the division is this. The psychological profile behind this is the naturalized practice of sociopathy. Colonial practices adopted by family law. So who's that family attorney behind this now trying to forge world history? Because these courts are forming. And it's the ancestors. And I'm shaking. Please, my life. In front of Honorable Crystal Muhammad. This is memory that our ability to have automatic, instantaneous computational reducibility. We can take a piece of paper and fold it into the shape of whatever any of us desire. And for Peter to do that, they have to recreate the universe from scratch before they get to the piece of paper, before they get to the algorithm, so we're ahead of time. The most revolutionary thing to do now is love each other. And I've been challenging that all of my life, my ancestors and my father, may peace be upon him, would always teach me hatred for none, love for all, hatred for none. And I always challenge. I would like to remind you, our ancestors reached really far east and found a reflection of themselves. We're all united. The very air is our unity. And we need to put on that pair of They Live earphones and a pair of They Live glasses and a pair of They Live armatures so that we can feel our hearts through the armature. We're already at war and we're in it. And it starts with our hearts and placing our children first, and everything just clarifies. All these campaigns dissipate. But my courage to come and ask your wisdom and to please share with us feedback, please don't take that for granted. We need leadership right now, Honorable Crystal Muhammad. Please begin with either the long sword or the short sword. But as you always do, as Honorable Captain Sadiq does, place your wisdom down and let it bleed on your broadcast. And inshallah, I am grateful that we have been heard by the planet. And what happens now is our ability to reach out for each other and protect each other. And I don't have the wisdom. This is just the love of a father. This is just Pan-African consciousness. That everyone is taking turns upholding. All praises to the Creator. Thank you for the opportunity to let me speak, but from here on, I'm just going to speak for my humanity and ego. So, thank you. I need to stop.
Black power, brother. Black power. Black power. We always thank you, brother, for your words and encouragement, you know, and the beautiful things that you say, you know, and you always, you know, have called in and given your, you know, your words of defense and support. You know, we will check out that press conference. And we want to say to everybody that's on the line, you know, in 15 minutes, we will be live on YouTube. We will have our live stream, Revolutionary Solidarity Against Counter-Revolutionary Operations, on the new Black Panther Party YouTube channel. You can find us on YouTube. Go to your search bar, type in the new Black Panther Party. You'll see our logo. And click the logo and subscribe to our channel. You know, let's try to get 1,000 subscribers up on there. You know what I'm saying? The more and more people that we can get to the channel, the more and more we can work to push our proper propaganda. We want to thank all of our listeners here tonight. We tell everybody, just join us on the other side. We'll be on YouTube in just 15 minutes. We say black power to everybody. Visit our national website, mbpp.org. Support the new Black Panther Party. You can send a donation through Cash App, $, Black Power Dollar, Black Power Family.
Well, we want to welcome you to our rally, our unity rally, for a united black front, to unite all factions of our people, to unite every one of the 20 million so-called Negroes into one group. And you'll notice, whenever the white man thinks that we're going to call a rally to knock our own kind, you see him jammed out here. He wants to hear us say something against King or against Bunch or against Farmer, against someone of our own kind. He jams out here. But when you call a rally for black people to unite, let's get together, you don't see too many white folks then. They don't like black people to get together in unity and harmony. As long as you and I are going to attack each other or talk about each other or he scorn and ridicule upon each other, the white man gets his kick. But when he knows that we're going to come together in unity and harmony, he won't get his kick. He will get kicked. When you see you and I getting together, it is because we have begun to realize that we have a common enemy. And the only time we'll be able to come together with a common objective and a common goal is when we first develop a common motive. And that motive is best developed by recognizing the common enemy. And that common enemy is the white man. I say that common enemy is the white man. The white man is your enemy, whether you are a Baptist, whether you are a Methodist, whether you are an Episcopalian, or whether you're a Muslim, or whether you're a Mason, or whether you're an elk, if you find yourself running into opposition when you're looking for freedom, justice, and equality, or some kind of right, you have to agree, always the one who opposes your right is the white man. Some old blue-eyed, blonde-haired, bad-smelling white man. When he puts his club upside your head, he doesn't care whether you're a Baptist, a Methodist, but he does want to know whether or not you're a Muslim. Because he knows if you're a Baptist or a Methodist, you're going to turn the other cheek. You're going to try and love your enemy. You're going to pray for them that despitefully use you. So he's not worried about you. But he knows if you're a Muslim, you're not going to turn the other cheek. If you pray for him, you pray that God kills him, or God helps you to kill him. That's the only kind of prayer you pray. It's time for you and me to unite, to get together and get this big white ape off our back. You got a bad habit. You're hooked and don't know it. You got what's known as white disease. You think you can't get along without the white man. You think you can't get some clothes without the white man. You think you can't get a house without the white man. You think you can't even get a job without the white man. You're worse than a man who thinks he can't get along without heroin. You're worse than the man who thinks he can't get along without morphine. You're worse than the junkie. You're in worse shape than the junkie because the junkie only has a little monkey on his back and you're running around with a big white ape named Uncle Sam on your back. America is faced with her worst domestic crisis since the Civil War or since the Revolutionary War. For America now faces a race war. A race war is worse than a revolutionary war. A race war is worse than a civil war. A race war is a war in which no holds are barred. A race war is a war in which children are destroyed, in which children are mutilated, in which children face the same destructive wrath that grown-ups face. A race war. Is the worst war that you can conceive. And this war, race war, that is coming upon the head of the white man is something that he is bringing down upon himself. The entire country is on the verge of erupting into racial violence and bloodshed. simply because 20 million ex-slaves are demanding freedom, justice, and equality here in America from their former slave master. 20 million so-called Negroes, second-class citizens, seeking human dignity, seeking human rights, seeking the right to live in dignity as a human being. And rather than give genuine respect and recognition to your cry for human rights, the American white man answers your nonviolence with violence. He answers your prayers and your freedom songs with false promises, deceitful maneuvers, and outright bloodshed. According to what we are taught from the white man's textbooks and his school, the Revolutionary War and the Civil War were two wars fought on American soil, supposedly for freedom and democracy. But if these two wars were really for the freedom and human dignity of all men, why are 20 million of our people still confined here in America and enslaved by second-class citizenship? Something is wrong. The truth is that the Revolutionary War was fought on American soil to free the American white man from the English white man. The Revolutionary War was never fought to provide freedom and democracy in this white country for the black man. Our people remain slaves here in America even after the Declaration of Independence was signed. In fact, most of the white founding fathers who signed the Declaration of Independence were nothing but slave owners themselves. It is sheer hypocrisy, sheer ignorance, sheer insanity for our people here in America to celebrate the 4th of July as Independence Day, while white America still denies us first-class citizenship that goes with an independent people. And it is nothing but hypocrisy for the American white man to pretend that the Revolutionary War was truly a war of independence as long as 20 million black people here in America are denied the privileges of an independent people. Don't let the white man fool you. Don't let the white man smile at you and lull you to sleep. Behind that smile is a vicious heart. Behind those teeth is an animal-like beast who doesn't have it within him to want for you what he wants for himself and his own kind. Don't let that man fool you. When you look at that man, you're supposed to see him for exactly what he is. And if you want to know what he is, examine his deeds. Forget his words. He got a whole lot of pretty sounding words. Watch his deeds. His deeds are like the deeds of a snake, the deeds of a serpent, the deeds of a dragon, the deeds of a reptile, the deeds of a beast. Why, nothing but a race of beasts would take dogs and stick them on little black babies. Nothing but a race of beasts will stick dogs on black children and black women. Nothing but a race of beasts. And it is these deeds today that's causing the wrath of God to come down upon the head of the white man. And when you see him as he is and see how much hell he's catching, you're out of his mind to want to be with him. You're out of your mind to want to integrate with him. And you're really out of your mind if you take time to forgive him and ask God to have mercy on him. No, ask God to judge him. Ask God to do unto him as he has done unto you. He has caused your babies to suffer. Ask God to heap suffering upon his babies. He has caused your women to suffer. Ask God to heap suffering on his women. He has caused all of our people to suffer. You can't deny that. You may not like my saying it, but you can't deny it. Why, you got scars and knots on your head from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And every one of those scars is evidence against the American white man and his inhumanity to man. The Civil War was also fought on this continent, not to free the black slaves, as is commonly taught in the white man's schools, but the Civil War was actually fought to preserve the Union, preserve this country, keep it intact for white people. It wasn't fought to set you free. It wasn't fought to give you some kind of emancipation. It wasn't fought to make you a citizen. It wasn't fought to give you civil rights. It wasn't fought because they respected you and loved you as a human being. It was fought out of greed. It was fought out of selfishness. It was fought to keep this country intact for their own white selves. In essence, this only means that the American white man fought the Revolutionary War to get this country for himself. And he then fought the Civil War to keep this country intact for himself. And today, he will now fight a race war to keep from having to share this white country on an equal basis with anyone else but his white self, especially on an equal basis with his 20 million former slaves. So again I ask, where will all of these demonstrations end? And who dares to say that our people are not justified by demonstrating their resentment over the injustice and mistreatment that our people have suffered these 400 years at the hands of this cruel, inhuman American white man? We have nothing to lose but our chains. We have nothing to lose but the hell we experience every day living here in these rat-filled slums. You have to excuse me for being blunt speaking and frank talking. We don't care who likes it or not, as long as we know it's the truth. Much of what I say might sound bitter, but it's the truth.
Right.
Much of what I say might sound like it's stirring up trouble, but it's the truth.
Right.
Much of what I say might sound like it is hate, but it's the truth. And God has mentioned in the Bible, it's truth alone today that'll make you free. If you're afraid to tell the truth, why, you don't even deserve freedom. Just tell the truth.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, is born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts the kids to bed. This that I got realness, I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound that engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tires skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitched, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, born on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I've been through probably offend you, this is Paula's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial extrovert, and excellent mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a rip, gonna be this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth from the prophet, say I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation, your DNA an abomination. This how it is when you in the matrix, at your bullets, reaping what you're sowing, stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the villa, sipping from a Grammy, parking in the building, diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors, features out the window, peeking out the window, baby in the pool, Godfather goes, only Lord knows. I've been going hammer, dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras, eat it for a daughter's rock, wearing sandals, yoga on a Monday, stretching in the van, I'm watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes, phone never on, I don't camera stage.